Now,
therefore, I would like to say a few words on the mandala of Medicine Buddha. So in Tibet, like this mandala is Sanskrit words. In Tibetan language, we call king kor. So it's the construction of two syllables, king kor. So in those two syllable means taking the essence.
Chisanta, isin the karere lamna, nimbu kar langwar lamna. Medicine ki budhe ki kikol tenje sadhiji rimuji somanashi medicine budhe bhi ani chikta chik gobon tabe dere deuris.
So what is the essence, taking the essence? The essence is achieving the states of medicine Buddhahood.
Chesanta kiko ki gomde chayad liya ani kiko rimba shi deuris.
So in order to cultivate the meditation on the mandala of Medicine Buddha, there are four different stages.
Four different types of mandala.
And what we have constructed here is first kind, it's called sand mandala, right?
And during Kiko Chagarvata, and in Yimati Karakavalana, the ready Kiko Dinia Yoris.
Second kind is called mandala constructed through paintings.
And Sumbati Karachagaranda, Lulan Kiko Chagarista.
So the third kind of mandala is called construction with the three dimensionals. It could be woodcraft or the metals. So the fourth type of mandala is a samadhi, construction through the samadhi. So samadhi here refers to the mental constructions of the mandalas. Those four different mandalas directly corresponds to the different spiritual inclination and the mental inclinations of the practitioners. So, what we have constructed here, this mandala, quite a long ago, like we were requested to construct a sand painting mandala. So, what we have created here is a complete and full-fledged sand painting mandala of Medicine Buddha.
Medicine Buddha shayala kavjo talintur dilam mangche Medicine Buddha shayaris.
I also felt honor and pleasure to create a Zen mandala of Medicine Buddha in this store. And in this store so far, we were requested to construct a Zen mandala of Medicine Buddha many times.
Ani Mexico that the land rain centrally ya, ani Medicine Buddha shayadela ani tenda sumius.
So I have three reasons for creating this sand mandala of Medicine Buddha in this very beautiful Lions Roar Center.
Tambude ghare lama chimala ki psychology semgam rikpa ta deyo ke mi singi semgi nata seya ta ani dindi ki thola ye chigi do was chisan khe ki lega chu de ti chigi do wa ta dindi le ya ani chik ta healing ki power yo ya ta mi le ya semgam rikpe ki thone ani mi le ya pendo yong tu gre samje and dindi shambres.
My first and foremost reason is since the Lama Jimbala is doing a therapy work, right? And therefore he's also has this idea to implement the chaplaincy, right? So for all those reasons, Geshe-la strongly felt that this healing of Medicine Buddha definitely produce a constructive and productive, not only this center, throughout this Sacramento and beyond.
Rimanyabadi Lanrengi Saru Chilo Dilea Sangi Kui Nama Wumbu Shayuris Chilo Dila Tibal Dishayurda.
So, like, I noticed that there is the blue Buddha painted on the walls, right? So that's also an auspicious symbol. So, my first, when I had the first glimpse on this painting, so I felt like a strong connected that, oh, there is a to a medicine Buddha residing in this center.
Ani nyibadi yaji lo yondu Lonrayer center dishas.
So when I look closer at this image, I see this like a writings, line row center.
Chilo del tidwas.
That's it. Chilo del tidwas. Yeah.
Ani Lonrayer thon yondu yangyo chuzo de la gabu teba jung sons.
So again, it gives me an extra pleasure or extra happy to see these titles.
Karelana ta landre labdo lan gyawsingge ngarorwa. Di ani sangi tongchi gane ani gyawso kha bada ya tugi chukbe ge sangi tongchi chukchi bode phege yorwa. So sa an cho de schedules.
So lion's roar in Tibetan like in so this is in Tibetan like in Tibetan language this is sangi singge ngaru. That's a Tibetan name, Lion's Roar, which is the name of the 11th future Buddha out of 1,000 Buddha who will come into our world. So the 11th one has the same mind stream of the Lama Tsongkhapa, which is the founder of our sect. So therefore, it gives me a stronger punch within my heart.
And you know, Shinji Sutra and Tantra Dishadwas, Dongwa Thargiling Labje.
So it also, the title is goes on with the study for the both Sutra and the Tantra.
And it is Sangi Tongjik Pigure, the Dodanga Niki, Temba Thargin, that Sangi Chusungin de la Sumado Yomari Sungaris.
So out of those 1,000 Buddha, 1,000 Buddha who will come into our world. Out of 1,000, only 3 Buddha will impart the teaching of both Sutra and the Tantra. Imparting the Sutra, both Sutra and Tantra, only 3 Buddha gives the teaching. So the rest not.
This Sangi Shaketu Bachure, Sangi Jujiba, Sangi Yorore, and Tame Sangita Sumato, Yomari Sungiores.
So there's a saying that out of those 3 are like a first one was or is Buddha Shakyamuni, the second one is the 11th one, the Buddha of Lion's Roar, and third one is the last Buddha of out of 1,000. So only those 3 Buddha gives the teaching on both Sutra and Tantra.
Jesanta Dinigi Ming Tang Parna Kanga Tonje, the Dinalaya, Aninga Joki Dida Joybe, Anichi Kundongan Joyoki, Sangi Meleke, Aninde Kikushambris.
So therefore, like, it's the extra auspicious that we have created this Zen Mandala, which is the Buddha is the blue in color, and the outer, the painting is also a blue in color, so it's an auspicious coincide, right? Coincidence.
Ani rimbosumba de ta ji kigo shambala tene zo zo ta ji ta chuzo gi mijibo ma yinba sui na ya nan cho sa diba jayagi chido res.
So my third reason is like just creating this Zen Mandala, the motivation, one of the main objective of creating this Zen Mandala is whoever sees this mandala, not just the member of the center, but whosoever sees this mandala, it creates a positive imprint in their mind streams. This particular type of kind of mandala, as mentioned earlier, there's 4 kinds, right? This sand painting mandala has a greater beneficial than the rest 3.
Karere lawe ina ta ngadu gyugu lu tamo ngadu mele chogash tenpares. Ani samlutang pares. Samlu kulong chene ta chema kazuyo res ta, sen kazuyo re. Di chana ngenbe ani sangyetan chanju sempa myo che, ani dene samlutang ni shangyo res.
The reason why this particular kind of mandala, creating mandala has more beneficial because prior to creating this and painting all the Sangha members, the artist Sangha members, they recited a proper recitation of the sadhana of Medicine Buddha with the right motivation. Therefore, equal number of the sand particles, right, gets the benefit. So it has an immense beneficial.
Tsele gewe ta cheme ki tanka dinala tse tuku mares. Dile nyambe, ani chek ta, ani gyawa saya ta, ani tso saya ta, re mikte basam ki ka, ani rimuji songa na shi, ani dikwa jaya tende yores.
So, like tomorrow, when you even rotate circumference plate, the clockwise, once, then one earns the equal merit of the number of this dust, the particles of the sands in that mandala, right? So therefore, one earns an immense of positivity within oneself.
And the nation jigda jig mandala di ani ya matukita sangi shadure dissolution chedure tene dos ma jig ta kharazole chilable tigre ti mayimbe ani jigda environment re khuyure digana jigda chule nebe sokcha yorwa di chamole ya blessing gi chedu.
So during the time of dissolution of this mandala, so we will distribute some portions for the audience, and remaining we will disperse in the water. This disperse remaining into the water symbolizes the cleansing of the environment and the beings within the environments.
Ani kerang kan depe kigo jaya da rimuji sungshe de sa pe de shira ka bchungs.
So also I'm very happy to see that you all are here to listen to Rinpoche's talk and to see the mandalas.
Ani ngazu de lada ni lebre sta dileya. Ani ngazu ge samba de sta mila chushe de che pendo de che.
So we are from Ladakh, which is the northern part of India, and we are here, out of many objectives. One objective is to meet and mingle with the same human beings, love and joys. So at the same time, another objective is to, this tour is for the fundraising tour.
And
the money what we have generated in this tour goes, all those money for the educations of those children in the Ladakh areas who are deprived of educations, and they will use for the education and for their food.
Donation
So like it's just all your donations and whatever you bought from the concession tables from the Moksa store, so all those money goes to the educations of the those children who are deprived of education in the Ladakh areas. I would like to sincerely thank to the organizers, the helpers, the volunteers, and the Sangha members on behalf of all those children for your support. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gracias, right?
Gracias. Muy bien. So after we exit, people can view the mandala, having gained some understanding. We appreciate Geshe-la. Tonight, maybe they need to get back for dinner, but will the tables be open after this in the community room or not? No? Or tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it's open.
So if people need to go home, that's fine, but you can also exit through the side door on the left and go back to the community room. They've bought some wonderful Dharma items, which for donation sale really, really help. So I'll be going there myself. tomorrow morning, Rinpoche we'll get here early to do the self-initiation, so if people come early, please don't come into the Gompa, the shrine room here. Go to the community room in the other part of the temple. Capiche? Okay. So, because generally we will start on time like that. Also, I think we're going to have some video on Facebook. Yes, and the Sacrament OB photo you may have seen Friday morning will be followed up with video at sacb.com maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday? Sunday. Oh, okay. So that has some interviews, and please visit. I don't know. Can you like the SACB page? You can like it? Okay, good. Like that. Lastly, I've asked Kenshin Rinpoche and Geshe Sewanla to be advisors for the chaplaincy program, which includes doing Medicine Buddha practice. Jada Rinpoche is particularly interested in this program so that we understand that if we fulfill the wishes of our guru, then we fulfill the wishes for all beings. So I'm so glad they've accepted to give some advice. I need advice, and I appreciate it very much. So shall we end with prayers? One short addition. I would also... This is a fundraiser for the school, the institute, but without Geshe-la's support and energy, and the other lamas and geshes here, and Kenshin Rinpoche, and the monastics here, we wouldn't be able to do the school. So I'll be here later, and if people would like to make contributions for monastic support, monk and nun support, I would be really grateful. Basically, monastic practice is one lifelong volunteer job. I'm just delighted to, support our monastics here. So I'll be in the community room after this, and I myself will be making contributions for the monastics, and if people would like to do that, please see me afterwards. Okay?